It's breakfast with a side of news. The Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour is live on WICC 600 and 95.9, the voice of Connecticut.
And joining us now is Katie Gale, who is a fifth grade teacher in and around this area. You are in Darien, correct, Katie?
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
We're glad to have you here. And also, we're going to talk about, Katie has some really neat perspective, I think, comparing where Connecticut sort of falls in comparison with public education to the rest of the country. But I first want to talk about you, Katie, and your experience. First of all, thank you for being a teacher. You've been an educator for how long?
29 years.
But who's counting, right? I mean, almost 3 decades. What made you want to be a teacher? And has that ever changed over time? Because, man, teachers have really, their roles have changed a lot over the years, especially in recent years.
Yes, I have lived that experience.
Yeah, it seems that.
So I had probably had this on my heart to be a teacher always, but life had other plans and ended up in finance for a number of years.
Interesting.
Until the early 90s when all of the banks around here, the local banks, failed and there was big takeovers and stuff, mid-90s. So I ended up saying, well, now's the chance. So I had 2 children of my own at that point and I transitioned into teaching.
Wow. So. And you've been in the district of Darien for how long?
28th is my 28th year.
So almost your entire time as
almost
a teacher.
My entire time, yeah. I spent a year in Stanford trying really hard to get hired because I'm from Stanford.
So. Oh, I love that.
And I went to Stanford Public Schools.
Wow.
And my children.
What is the experience like teaching in Darien?
Well, it's a very supportive community. They really value public education, and that's what I want to say about Connecticut. We understand the importance of it as like a cornerstone of our democracy. 90% of children in this country go to public school.
Mm.
And so that's where you send your own children to say, hey, you know, it, certainly people have other options if it's available to them, right? But most of us send our kids to public school. We want them to grow as learners, learn how to understand and process things with the ultimate goal of them coming out and having a life that they want and be contributors to society in their own right.
Mm. And you feel like lawmakers are hearing what teachers are saying, especially during the session right now, and so much of the conversation happening up in Hartford is we need more support, we need more investment in our public education.
Yes. If I look comparatively to other states and my colleagues around the country who are also in the same boat, all these legislatures are in session.
Yeah.
We have a good dialogue and active debate, so we come to the table not at a disadvantage, whereas I think that many of our colleagues around the state, where the states maybe don't have the same value on public education, have a bigger battle and not necessarily heard or engaged in the dialogue that we need to have to be sure that the laws that affect every classroom in the state and at the federal level in the country are positive laws that really help children and support.
Yeah, and again, we have Katie Gale here, who is a fifth grade teacher here in Darien, but also you sit on the board for the National Education Association. I mean, that's a really big deal, and I'm wondering, where does Connecticut kind of fall? In your opinion, you know, where does it fall when you compare it to other states around the country, and you're hearing from other, you know, states and what they're going through?
Yes. Connecticut is probably gold standard for a lot of places. We don't have a lot of the issues that states where, for example, right to work states where they don't honor teacher unions or they just don't have as much money, right, to put towards it. And so there's a sort of a battlefield out there, as you know, in every legislative session, in every town this is happening now. Budgets are being approved. Where's the money going to go? And a lot of money goes to education in every district in Connecticut. And for the most part, Connecticut is very supportive. And at every level, we are able to have good conversations. What's more concerning and that will affect Connecticut and every state is some of the stuff that's going on at the federal level now as far as
the
cuts
unknown.
Go.
Sure.
Well, I mean, it's going to affect us. For example, Connecticut gets something close to $700 million from federal funds every year. And it goes to various things. But some of the biggest things would be, I think, about $134 million go to Title I schools. And those are our most disadvantaged communities. So it's very small rural communities of northern Connecticut and a little quiet corner up there and Windham and Middlesex and our big urbans, you know, a Hartford, a Norwalk, a Stamford, Bridgeport. They benefit from those funds to help the gap for, generally for our less advantaged citizens. And then another $300 million goes to food. $300 million goes to food. And any teacher can tell you that nobody's paying attention to whether it's long division or learning how to read or physics if they haven't eaten and they don't know when they're going to eat. Right. So that's agricultural money. So right now, they were up all night last night, on Capitol Hill, trying to put the bill through. And it has significant cuts that eventually will affect every community in every town in the country, because if that money goes, where is it going to come from?
Right.
So bigger class sizes, more money, higher taxes, higher mill rate. It's got to come from somewhere.
And we're seeing sort of that at the local level. Each, it feels like, district is sort of figuring out, well, what does our school budget look like? And things like large class sizes and, do we need to have, we're seeing that. We're seeing that in a lot of different towns and cities, I would imagine, including here in Norwalk. I'm curious, Katie, and not to put you on the spot, but I saw this overnight that there was, I think teachers have been so forward in the best way up in Hartford, making their voices heard, students included.
I love that.
I love that, right? did you see up in Hartford yesterday? There was it was a peaceful protest, but that 10 people, including a New Haven high school student, they were, when I say arrested, they were removed and they were processed outside the Capitol.
Yes.
But they were sitting outside the governor's office. And like you talk about where lawmakers hear you, they were removed, but the governor, it sounds like, did listen and did hear them, and I'm wondering sort of your thoughts
right
on that.
There's another teachers union state that I'm not a member of, that was an initiative by them for the same things that we're all interested in, right?
Yeah.
for proper funding for our kids. So it's just like anything else, it's not free. None of this is free.
Right.
And if you don't have, you can't attract teachers and give them a working wage, then you're not going to have the kind of education that we value.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone values it. People in Norwalk want the best education for their kids. So do the people in Stamford and in Hartford and in New Haven. And yes, in Darien and Ridgefield.
Yeah.
That's what we want.
Right.
Your own child. You have a little first grader, right?
Yeah.
Of course you want him to be in appropriate class sizes so the teacher's not overwhelmed and he gets the attention he needs as he grows and develops at his rate, right?
Exactly.
And gets to the highest level he can get. And that is all that we want. And so to make that happen, we have to sort of be aware of the laws and the legislature and the way the funding goes.
Yeah.
So that's part of what we try to do, all in service of the kids. It's all in service of my 10, 11-year-olds. Friends who are loving the spring in fifth grade.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Looking forward to field day.
I was going to say, what a magical grade. I still remember fifth grade, and it's still one of my favorite teachers of all time. Shout out to Mr. Banner in Fairfield. I loved him. He still is somebody who has molded a part of my life. So the amount of people you have molded over almost 30 years is pretty incredible. Can I ask you really quickly, Katie, what are your thoughts on another thing that is being looked at and has been for the past couple of years, cell phone policies? They're now looking to see that every school district has something in the works K through 12, not just for the high schoolers and middle schoolers, but it would include elementary school and having policies in place. What do you think about that?
I think that's critically important.
Yeah.
Having watched, I have almost 3 decades of experience watching.
That's what I'm, yeah, I'd love to see your thoughts on that.
In the same age group,
right?
And this, These children have been affected greatly by this technology.
Sure.
And it is affecting their stamina and their ability to struggle through. And, productive struggle is really important, as you know, in life. How am I going to figure this out? It is not going my way. What do I have to do? They are very dependent on being given information very readily. And there is a place for that, certainly. But it's continual. So, yeah, absolutely. Cell phone policies and screen policies are very important. I know in our own district, we started this year. There are no devices for children unless there's a medical need.
I know. Darien was one of them that launched new policies.
I mean, there are exceptions. So, for example, diabetes, where they're monitoring blood sugar levels.
Sure.
Okay, that's a whole different thing. But, so we would never, do anything to impinge on the safety of a child.
Of course.
We've hit some hard rules, and I'm looking forward to the for that the end more results of that, the progress in that. I really am, because I've seen the distraction.
Well, Katie Gale, I want to thank you for what you do and for joining us on our WACC Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour. Thank you. Oh,
thanks, Melissa.
And enjoy field day.
Oh, yeah. We had it canceled today, but we'll have it next week.
Yeah, that's fine. We have field day next week as well. We're very excited. Katie Gale, thank you so much.
Thank you.